All right, guys, welcome to the Monday Night Pep Talk call for Monday, April 27th, 2020. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line so those of you who are with us can say hi for a moment. Who's all joining us tonight?
Hi, guys. It's Rachel.
Annie.
Well, hello, hey, Annie.
Hi.
Hi, is this Katie? I see a Katie here. Oh, there, unmute. There we go. Perfect. Great to have you there with us. Here with us, I should say. We'll probably have a few more people logging on here in just a minute. Katie says, "Nope, I didn't know I needed a mic, so I'm not on on this computer. She doesn't have a microphone. So that is totally fine. We're so great to have you. So happy to have you here with us, Katie. I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody. And Rachel, if you can go ahead and unmute yourself real quick. And as we have people signing in, they will just get added to the room. And then at the end of the night, if we have questions, we are happy to answer them. If you've been on the call before, you're maybe noticing that Rachel and I are not showing our faces tonight. Why is that, Rachel?
Well, like, it was a long day. It was a really productive day, but, like, Mandy's already in her jammies. I'm already in my jammies, and I don't know if there are any dudes on the phone, but, like, if you've taken a bra off, you don't put it back on. So
this is true.
This is the big main reason, guys. Like, we're in our jammies, and so tonight we're gonna just let you guys see our pictures, and we're gonna just do this phone call style, though we've done this in the past, so
yes,
sometimes it just works better to do it this way than video.
Yes.
So
Katie says, "I haven't left home in over a week, so freestyling it all day." I get that. I think that's awesome. So this is totally off topic, but we'll go there for a hot minute. I have recently, in the last like 6 months, become a big fan of the Fabletics like athleisure wear line, and they have everything that matches. So they have like matching leggings with matching sports bras and all those things. And I have to put myself together at least 4 times a week, or else I start to go to the really dark, depressive place. And I just can't do that. So for me, like, I have to give myself 1 day a week where I don't put myself together, but I'm really thankful for the matching sports bras and leggings attire that I have found.
Right. Cause that still counts as an outfit.
So it does. Yes.
It's like glorified jammies, but because it matches, it's an outfit, so it totally counts.
Exactly. So for those of you who are brand new, I am Coach Mandy.
And I'm Coach Rachel.
And we are the co-founders of Rhema Team. We're your leadership trainers here, your coaches here. And every Monday night, we hop on this call. Sometimes you see our faces, but you always hear our voices. And we give you some encouragement, some guidance, some quick truth and tough love to help get you through the week. So if you're listening to the replay, know that you are getting everything we have tonight. If you're here with us live, we're giving you everything that we have tonight, and we are also willing to stay on the line a little bit longer, like a few minutes afterwards, right up until 9 o'clock, to answer any questions that you might have. So you can post that in the chat if you do have questions. We sometimes open up the line to talk. It just depends on how long-winded we are, because we do try to keep these right, like, ending by 9 o'clock at the latest. So we're going to go ahead and dive in. The focus of tonight's call is 4 ways to take charge of your future right now. And this is really stemming from the fact that we are, you know, I don't know how many years and months we are into this social distancing quarantine life that we live in. It's been quite the 2020, but we're about 2 months in, and we're finally figuring out that we have choices. Even with all of the things that are happening and the chaos we might be feeling, this really is the time to discover our choices. And one of the things I want you guys to write down if you're taking notes is this: nobody can ever take away your skill from you. nobody can ever take away your skill from you. Now, there might be seasons where you forget to use the skills that you've invested in yourself. There might be seasons where you're not loud about the skills that you have and you're hiding them, or you've been hidden for a season. But no matter where you're at in your journey, the truth remains that nobody can take away your skills. So with that in mind, we want to share these four things with you. So I'm going to go first. The first one is to pay attention to your finances now. Now, that might seem like an interesting thing. Like, why would that be a way to take charge of our future? Especially if we've lost a job, especially if things are not going the way we want it. Well, the only way that you can change any area in your life is when you face it. So you've got to know where you're at with your finances. You've got to know if you lost a job, you need to know how much you must be making bare minimum so that your expenses are paid for, so that your living costs are taken care of. And what Rachel's going to share in a moment about other ways to take charge of your future are going to completely fall in line with this number one thing. So sit there and think for a moment, where are your finances? And you don't have to share that with us, but just take a mental note. Like, where are they right now? Where do I want them to be? What do I wish I could do that I keep saying I can't do because I'm using the excuse of not having enough money? There are seasons in our life where it's true that maybe our money is not where we want it to be, and maybe we don't have it in our budget right now to do everything we want. But the fact of the matter is, if we are not making enough money, it really boils down to what we're doing with the skills that we've been given or the skills that we've invested into ourselves. So many people decide to not handle their finances every month. They just kind of avoid them and pretend that they don't exist. Like, maybe if I don't face it, it'll get better. But that is the opposite of what happens, because when you are diligent with tracking your finances, then you're going to know what's growing and what's not. One of our mentors, Danny Johnson, says that money is always looking for a place to go. And if you don't direct it to the right place, it's going to fly out of your hands as fast as you make it. So that would be number one. Pay attention to your finances right now. Real quick action step, if you're like, I don't know how to do that, I don't even know what my mindset is with that, you need to run to ramateam.com, click on the masterclasses tab, and get the Financial Freedom Mindset Masterclass. You can get it right now for $32. It's a two-hour class with tools that you can download that will help you get into the habit of not only tracking your money, but paying attention to what your mindset is with that. So that's number one, pay attention to your finances right now.
Okay, so number two and number three fall into the category of creating multiple income streams. Now, like Mandy said, two and three are going to piggyback right off of number one, because if you are finding yourself right now facing some tough answers to those questions she asked, on whether or not you've lost a job right now, or you would have preferred to have been more financially prepared if a crisis had happened. We can't change the past. We can change the future on how we would deal with this if this happened again. So creating more income is one way for you to be able to take charge of your future right now, because the more income coming into your home, the more likely you are to be able to, save money, set money aside for goals that you want, whether it's retirement or into savings or whatever. I think right now a lot of us are looking into ways to increase our income, increase our wealth, so that we're better prepared if and when this happens again. So number two, under this heading of taking charge of your future now, is to freelance your hard skills. Freelance your hard skills. A lot of us are finding we actually have more time than we realize. And I'm not talking like hours of time. I'm talking like probably five to 10 hours a week that aren't being filled anymore with a 9-to-5 job. Now, if this is a season where you are still working your normal amount of hours, maybe you're even working more hours because you're an essential worker, some of this you can just take notes on and table for the future when it's not so chaotic. But right now, a lot of people are looking to create these second and third income streams because we need more finances coming into our home. We need more money to be able to not only cover our daily expenses, but to create a different future. So freelancing your hard skills is one way for you to monetize on the skills that you already have from the jobs that you have had in the past or the career you have right now. There are so many ways to be able to create a second income stream from the skills you already have on things like Upworks is an option or Fiverr is an option. If you know how to do social media, if you know how to schedule social media, if you know how to do anything in the Microsoft Office suite, if you know how to write copy, if you know anything for data, whether it's, you know, analysis or presentation, or, you know, if you know how to use a project management tool, if you know how to use Zoom well, if you know how to do websites, if you've done anything in the past, accounting, bookkeeping, you know, even being able to use, you know, things like the, like I said, with the Microsoft Office suite, if you know how to use Word well, or you know how to use PowerPoint well, you can take all of these skills and create a freelance income by using something like Upworks or Fiverr. And you can turn that around pretty quickly and still be able to control the amount of projects or hours that you have and bring more money into your home. The third option, if the freelancing doesn't quite tickle your fancy, you could start a side hustle. Now, to Mandy and I, freelancing and side hustle are two different things. Freelancing is using the skills you already have to create a second income stream that you are completing projects for somebody else. A side hustle is going to be more like monetizing a hobby or even joining something like an MLM based on a product that you use and you love. I will say joining an MLM is not for everybody. It is not an easy way to make money. I don't care what they tell you or which product it is. It's going to take work to establish your clientele, to sell the product. But if you have something that you love and you use, and it has that kind of a system with it where you can be not only a customer, but also a distributor, might be something to look into right now. If you have a hobby that, you know, you've just done as a side for a while, there's a lot of people that are still buying. We're still buying things, you guys. People are still on shopping online. They're still buying things. So if you have some kind of craft that you know how to do, some type of product that you make, if you're an artist, if you do something creative, right now, I've even been like, I am teaching my second and my third child piano lessons. And I'm like, you know what? This would kind of be a cool way to do this virtually and offer this as a class to be able to teach other little ones piano. So you guys, like, hobbies, things you already know how to do, most of the time, if you think about it, they're marketable skills that you can create second and third income stream. So the second one is freelance your hard skills on Upworks or Fiverr. And the third one is start a side hustle from a hobby or a product that you love, become a distributor.
And Rachel, don't you think it's fascinating? Like, before we dive into the fourth one, there are so many coaches and trainers right now talking about the fact that the people that are ready to rise up and do something new or something that they've always wanted to do but never really created the time to do, they're the ones that are going to be filling in the gap of what's missing right now in our economy. They're the ones that are going to be helping build our economy.
Oh, absolutely. Because you guys, our economy is built on businesses of all kinds. Like, anytime you're creating an income for yourself, you're also creating money that's going back into your your own city. I was trying to think of, there's an actual percentage of how much money that a small business makes in income actually goes right back into their own community. It's much higher than like a corporate business. You guys, we can do a lot with really little when it comes to taking charge of our future and monetizing on the skills that we already have, just because we're willing to rise up when other people are not.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things, I'm actually going to add a fifth way to rise up tonight. So Rachel, I'm moving the fourth one to the fifth one right now, because okay. Another one that I just saw before we hopped on the call tonight, I saw another well-known trainer, I think it was Shalene Johnson, post something about this, how if starting a side hustle or freelancing isn't your thing, but you do need to make some money right now for your family, start selling things, you guys.
Such a good one. I'm glad you brought that up.
I can't even tell you how many things my husband and I had to sell in the years where we were extremely in debt and losing jobs and figuring out, like, we both lost jobs in the last decade when we were six figures worth in debt and had no, like, we did not know how bills were going to get paid. And we always were able to market ourselves in a way that got us a job. Many times it was a job that we had spoken out loud, like, we're going to get this job and we're going to work hard to make sure that we have the connections to get that job. But there was a good month or two where it's like, we're not really sure where this is coming from. I mean, my husband lost his job when, you know, during the last oil bust, and we were sure he was going to get picked up again on an oil field or on a rig. And then by the end of the summer, that didn't happen. And we had to, like, figure out what job he needs. Mm-hmm. And so we had to problem solve, and you bet we were selling things at that point. I mean, my husband used to be a construction worker and he had his own company for a while. And when we were moving into the condo that we're renting right now, we didn't have room for all of his tools. So we sold them all, which was great because that was a way for us to pay off the remaining debt that we had, to put aside some money for the new things we needed, because everything in our life was 8 years old at that point. Like, we needed to take care of some things, so we sold everything. And today he ended up buying another, I don't know, whatever type of saw he needs for woodwork, because we are in the process of buying a house, and he needed a saw, and it's something we used to have, but he was able to get it for like $400 off what it is brand new. And so for those of you, I bring that up because there's this process that happens in your mindset when it comes to whether or not you should sell something. And that process is this: what if I need it someday? What if you do need it someday, but what if you need food on the table tomorrow?
Yep.
You can always buy back the material things that you need to sell. So don't ever hold them so closely that you can't use them as solutions for your family in lean times if you're not set up correctly financially. For those of you who were actually a part of the live version of the Financial Freedom Mindset Masterclass, this is a bonus for you because we didn't actually say that. But it's true. Like, you can't sit there thinking, oh, I can never sell that because one day, 5 years from now, I might need it. You know what? One day, 5 years from now, you can buy it again at a cheaper price. And in the meantime, it's going to help feed your family. That's literally where we're at.
I mean, for real, it is so true. And honestly, like, most people that are considered to be wealthy, and I don't want to use the word successful because success is not synonymous with wealth. Everybody's definition of success is different. But like, people who are considered the most wealthy usually have stories like that, where there were moments, not even moments, sometimes years into building whatever it is they built or created that created their wealth, where they're living in, you know, apartments where the heat's getting turned off and they had to figure out how to fund their startup plus feed their families. Like, this is normal territory when it comes to being an entrepreneur and building a business. And so a lot of us, you know, a lot of you that are you know, you're losing careers where it's a 9-to-5. This is new territory. But for many people, this is how they have figured out how to create wealth one day. You know, going without now creates wealth in the future. So yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up. Good idea.
Thank you. And there's nothing like a crisis or a giant obstacle that will push you to a new level of perseverance. Mm-hmm. That's really what it is. Because eventually when you get knocked down long enough and hard enough, you find your faith and resolve to get back up again. And to not just get back up and hopefully stand there okay, but to fight back and take control over what you can have control over. So mm-hmm. we can't control what's happening right now, but we can control how we respond to it. We can control whether or not we're going to sit here and let ourselves think that, oh, it's going to go back to normal. I just have to wait it out. No, this is the time to take control of what you can control. And you guys, your finances are always something that you and you alone can control. Mm-hmm. And some of you probably were thinking, I don't even like the job I had, but I wish I had it back. Like, this could be the very open door you were praying for. And the question now becomes, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to walk through it? Or are you going to cower in fear because it didn't arrive how you thought it would? Just some things to think about. Mm-hmm. So the final way to take charge of your future right now is to get monthly training on it. Get monthly training on how your mindset should be. Even showing up to these Monday night calls every week, that's one way of getting consistent training. It's a small way, because what we share in a call like this versus what we're able to share in a coaching call in our leadership university are two different things. We don't get the chance to talk to you face to face or ask you coaching questions on this call. This is a free call where we give you snippets of things that you can take and apply right away, encouragement that you can be given. But when it comes to how are you activating your skills, what are you doing with the opportunities in front of you? What does it look like when you're trying to build your skill? Those are the things that we talk about every month in our leadership university. And right now you can get in there for $37 a month. And actually tomorrow you're going to be emailed the replay link of this call. And we're going to give you a link where you can actually try it out for $1. You can try it out for 14 days for $1. See what it's all about. See all of the training. And the entire month of May, you guys, we're going to be helping you cultivate your essential career skills so that you can set yourself up to find new ways to provide for your family, even when you get the opportunity to go back to a 9-to-5 job, if that's what you want and if that's what you're waiting for. Having these skills in your back pocket to make extra money, to be able to get yourself out of debt, to be able to get yourself to a place where you have 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months worth of living expenses in your savings account so that you are never surprised by life's obstacles again, that's an amazing feeling of peace that I'm so glad I have. This is the first time in my life I've ever had that type of a peace. And that's what we're going to be working on all next month in Leadership University. Rachel, what are some of the things you're most excited to share with them?
I think I'm excited to watch those light bulb moments when you realize the kind of skills that you already have that you don't even remember having. Like, I don't remember what was going on, but there was a moment about a year ago, you and I both decided that we needed to update our resumes and maybe look for some freelance work. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking at the resume that I hadn't touched in who knows how long. And as I started researching and, you know, figuring out which hard skills I actually have and what I have learned by being a business owner and then from all of the multiple careers I've had before that, I was shocked at how marketable I actually was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's probably my, because, you know, that's really the coaching part of it is, giving people this opportunity to be able to find out something for themselves. Like, we're really just leading you towards what is already there and opening up their eyes to see, you know what, I have these amazing skills. I have these, you know, soft skills and hard skills that I know how to do, and I could market this if I wanted to. And honestly, you guys, even if you want to go back to the same career you had, knowing what you bring to the table is always a good thing. Like, the playing field is going to be very different when we all go back to quote unquote normal, because things are not going to go back to normal. But whatever the new is, when we all go back to our regular jobs and we all go back to what we were doing before, the playing field is different. And if you go back into your career knowing what you bring to the table, that changes your financial future too. Because that means you know what you're worth, and that changes how you're paid. So I think for me, that's going to be the most exciting thing, is to watch them get empowered and confident in the skills they already have and what they could do with them.
I agree. If you guys have a question, please type it in the chat. We'll give an extra few minutes here to answer that if you have one, or if you have something that you need reiterated, we're happy to do that as well. I think it's so fascinating, because some of our university students we work with one-on-one, and I know that some of them, when all of the chaos landed at their front door the first couple of weeks, it really was survival mode. It really was like, maybe this won't be so bad. And then as it went on, it was like, I need a plan. And I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know how to do this. And so their first plan was, let's figure out everything that the government can help us with for stimulus checks, or, you know, checks for business. And all of those solutions are great. They're needed. And it's so awesome that we live in a place where we can get that. However, at the end of the day, that should not be your only plan. Because there are other skills. There are people left and right who are popping up, creating a new future for themselves, because now they're forced to figure it out in a different type of way. And they are. They're creating new jobs for themselves. They are finding new avenues to go down that they never would have done otherwise. And it's exciting, because when people realize what they bring to the table and what they have to offer, they become unstoppable. They also become the type of people that cannot be manipulated.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So Katie has a great question, and Katie is not able to be on the microphone, so I'll be her voice. She says, for best results, what is the time investment of this program? I'm so glad that you answered that, or asked that, Katie. Rachel, do you want to share how we set that up?
Yep, absolutely. So Leadership University is meant to be easily digestible. So we call it a university, but don't think like schedule like a university. So what we tell people is 1 hour a week, and you can break that up into 15-minute intervals, figure it out, you know, four different days throughout the week. If you find 15 minutes over a lunch break or over whatever, there is one training video to watch. Then there is usually about an hour or so Q&A Zoom call that we get together, like on this same format. And then there's usually a virtually savvy website or branding audit of some kind that happens. So all in total, it's probably about 3 hours of content between the videos and the actual Emerge coaching curriculum that you get each month. So you can split that up however you want to. And like I said, we say an hour a week, and you will be more than ready to digest all of that content and not be behind.
And we also have a private Facebook group. So with that, if there are people that need to get in touch with us more, that need more live videos, all of that happens in the Facebook group. And you do get access to our entire library of leadership training. And you can take that like however you need to. If there's 1 month where you're realizing, I really need to work a little bit harder on my self-awareness, then there are videos that you can go through for that. And usually we, you know, when people ask us like, okay, here's what I'm struggling with, what resource would in the library would work for me? Mm-hmm. And we direct them to that. So we have people of all walks of life. We have people that are literally in there for leadership training, for life coaching, for family communication type skills. We have some people that are just in there for faith, and not only like building their faith from a spiritual standpoint, but even building their faith and their belief in themselves and their confidence. And then for business as well. Not everybody participates in the virtually savvy audits that happen every month, because that is very particular for business, like business branding, websites, social media, graphic design. It's very much a hard skill building session. And not everybody tunes into that because they don't all need it. But the cool thing is it's there if and when you want it. Yep. But more than anything, it's the place that you can go to get the leadership training and the encouragement and the truthful coaching that we've been known to give, that people come back to us for again and again, because they need somebody to help them, teach them how to keep their focus on what needs to be the thing that is going to work for them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I do love that you asked that, Katie, because it is a question that a lot of people have, like, oh my gosh, how much is it? And the thing about it is a month to month membership. You could cancel at any time and come back later. The only thing is we can't guarantee that the price will be 37. Right. In fact, it's raising up to 97. So, but once you're locked in at 37, you get that price every month, unless you leave, unless you say, hey, I need to cancel. Then we can't guarantee what you'll be able to come in at, because it might be higher. So that's kind of a long-winded answer, but thanks for asking that question. It's a great question that people ask us all the time.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
So Rachel, I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to you to finish tonight and maybe just give us one final thought. And then we're going to call it a night and wish everybody well for the rest of the week. Okay.
Sounds great. All right, you guys. Well, my final thought is to simply remind you that nobody can take your skills away. Not a global pandemic, not even losing a job where you learned those skills. Nobody can take away your knowledge and your skill. And that is something that should be empowering and make you more confident in being able to create the future that you want right now. So we're super excited for any of you guys that are going to be jumping into university, even for that $1 trial for 14 days. It gives you a chance to kick the tires and get some encouragement and some coaching. Because trust me, even in 14 days, you're going to get a lot. And if you decide to stay, that's fantastic. But we will be here next week, Monday, same time, same place. And we are so honored that you spent this last 30 minutes with us, and we will talk to you guys again soon.
All right. I'm going to unmute everybody so we can all say good night to each other. Good night. Great to have you here. Thanks for coming.
Good night, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Katie.
Thank you, Kate. Not thank you, Katie. I'm reading things. Good night, Annie. Great to have you here, Krista, Carol, and everybody else. We'll talk to you later.